should public transit be free? That's a question that a number of cities are considering, even as public transit systems recover from a steep drop in ridership during the pandemic. Here at Now's transportation analyst, Seth Kaplan, joins us now. Seth, welcome.
Good to be here, Peter.
So Boston, LA, Salt Lake City, they're among some of the cities considering making some public transit free. The question I have is why? What's the motivation?
Yeah, Kansas City has made it free through 2023 as of now, and it's very simple. They think that this is supply and demand economics at work, and if you lower the price of something, more people are going to take advantage of it. And in fact, that has been the experience. When you make it free, some of the people who are kind of on the fence about using transit get off that fence and say, yeah, I might not want to pay even $2 or $3 perhaps, but I'll go ahead and take that free ride. It's been successful, at least in terms of stimulating ridership.
We see in Salt Lake City, they had free fares in February and ridership went up 20% in the first 2 weeks. So I guess that is some evidence to your point that people will ride if it's free. But how are they paying for the programs? So many of the systems already have such tight budgets.
They do. And look, public transportation systems always operate in the red in the sense that they require subsidies from somewhere. You never cover the cost of your trip through the $2 or $3 that you pay boarding a bus or getting on a train. And for that matter, Peter, highways don't cover their own costs either through tolls and so forth. That's subsidized also with general revenue. But yeah, this is generally cities or transportation authorities just making the decision that they are going to fund these free rides through further subsidies. So a place like Salt Lake City, they said, yeah, we're going to have even less revenue. And in the case of free there, you know, basically no revenue for a month and just bet that in terms of their mission of getting more people to use public transportation broadly, it'll work out, even though very clearly in the short term, it's a negative financially.
Mm. Speaking of money, this week the Federal Transit Administration said it would give more than $2 billion to different transit systems in 18 states, which is money from last year's American Rescue Plan. Tell me about that, how significant that could be.
Right. So this is previously approved money, but now they've said where it's going. And a lot of it is no surprise. The biggest agencies of that $2 billion, you know, New York's MTA is getting $750 million. BART in the San Francisco Bay Area, $250 million. WMATA in Washington, D.C., more than $100 million. But there are some small agencies, too. There are a couple of awards of less than $1 million. The Chippewa Indians in Minnesota are getting a $500,000 grant, the Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians.
Another question I have for you, and we have just about a minute here, is that the war, of course, raging in Ukraine, the average gallon of gasoline now well over $4. What do you think? Is that going to drive people to public transit and away from their cars?
It has historically done that. When gas prices have spiked, so has public transportation ridership. Measuring it right now, Peter, the impact immediately is tougher than ever because transit ridership has been so volatile over the past couple of years because of the pandemic. So when you see ridership rising right now a little bit as it's doing, you know, is that just because of the recovery from the pandemic or because of high gas prices? But don't be surprised if once we can kind of look back a few months from now, if we can say, yeah, high gas prices did indeed push people onto public transit, hey, especially in places where it's free now, right?
Yeah. Well, I certainly feel inclined to drive less here and now. Transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.